Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Yes, on my credit card bill, I have a charge from your company. What is it? What did I buy?
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Yes, 33767.
Okay, who'd I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Melanie Perlano.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am.
Okay.
And how much was the charge for, ma'am?
Let me see. I think like $40. I'm going to make sure the exact amount. Let's see. $49.95.
Okay, can you spell your last name, please?
F as in Frank, E-R-L-A-I-N-O.
Okay, you said F-E-R-L-A-I-N-O?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not seeing an account with your last name, the zip code, or the phone number. Could it be under a different name?
No. What do you guys sell?
So you've called a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Okay.
You said the charge is $49.97.
No, $49.95.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Is this in Nevada?
The vendor could possibly in Nevada, but the call center is not.
Okay, well, what it says is, this is what it says by everything, okay? So it says first on the statement, it says June 13th. Then after that, it says buyyourbest.com. The phone number that I just called, the 1-888-377-9735. Then it says NV for like Nevada. And then the price is $49.95. So I don't know if that helps any better.
So give me one second.
I mean, I don't mind. It's just I want to know what it is.
Yes, I'm not seeing an account for you.
Okay.
And that charge isn't, the $49.95 isn't something that I'm familiar with. If you would have said $49.97, then it could have possibly been a product. But, do you know an email address that would have been associated with it?
Well, I mean, I can give you my email addresses. I can give you my email address, and you can look it up and see if you have me. Okay, so it's M as in Mary. So it's MM, it's two M's. 42110@AOL.com.
Okay, and I didn't pull up anything either.
Gosh, this is so strange.
Yeah. Yes,
oh, man. Okay, so I hate disputing charges, and I've done that before, and then right after, been like, oh, yeah, you know? So I've had this for a few days, and I was trying to think. I was like, damn, why can't I remember what this is?
And what was the date you were charged?
Okay, let me see. It says June 13th.
Yeah, I don't. And that's the only charge you have? You don't have one for July?
No, I do not.
Yeah, so you could have possibly called the wrong number.
Well, I called the number on the paper, because on this credit card statement, it happens to have the phone number. Not always it does, but this does. So that's why I called. A lot of times when I dispute the charge, you're like, oh, did you, call the vendor first or whatever, if there's like a number or whatever. So, but you guys happen to have a number or whatever. And so that's the number I just called.
So the last thing I could try to pull up the charge is the first six and the last four of the card that was charged. But if that doesn't pull up anything, then, I don't see an account for you.
All right, I will just notify the credit card company. Maybe they can do more of a research. I'll let them know that I contacted you guys. I'm not sure what it is.
No problem.
But thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.